Good evening, everyone. Here we are. This is it, the last night, the final round of our March into late April Madness Women in Fiction Tournament. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. I'm Big Papa Pete.
Woo!
Let's get some sound up so we're on the table.
That's Pope here.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Frank. I've returned. I killed Al and took his place.
Oh, God. Where'd you come from?
No, I'm actually quite fine.
Nope. You're going to be dead soon. Trust me, when the poison kicks in.
Oh.
So, this is...
Thank you for... We re-welcome you, Frank.
Yeah.
After serving your suspension...
That's right.
Longtime listeners will recall that Frank made some questionable references to little baby Jabba the Hutt's being eaten. And
right, that was in the extended
characters.
Cuts.
And
if you knew about the extended universe.
The non-productive executive board made the decision to suspend Frank for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. But I've learned my lesson.
Yes, and we have reinstated you in time to see the final battle here of March Madness. It's all Star Wars.
Yeah, this is treachery. This is crap. This is lies. This is slander. This is a mockery of justice, even. Oh, it's a Star Wars off.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
With no Maz Kanata.
Well, yeah, no Padme, huh? How about that?
Padme never did nothing for nobody.
No, that one person who was at the end of Jedi. No?
No Mara Jade.
I don't know. You know, the one from Jedi. They got an actress who looks just like her for Rogue One and other things.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's a rebellion person.
Mon Mothma.
Sure, that's the one. I forgot Mon Mothma's name. Wow, you are correct.
You are sad.
Yeah, so, no, but seriously, it's Leia and Rey. It's interesting, certainly very topical, but I really just could not have...
It's kind of a heartbreaker in a lot of ways.
The characters that these two beat to get here were some of them like really impressive, well-rounded, interesting, dynamic characters. I'm not saying that Leia and Rey aren't. Well, it's like
It's interesting that you bring that up because I think it's a good idea to take a look at how these two characters got here. So we'll go all the way back to round one when we had 64 characters here.
Oh. So many
vying for contention.
So long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost six weeks.
I don't think we should point out to the listeners that this is taking a while.
No problem. Yeah. So Leia in the first round bumped off Captain Marvel.
I think that's reasonable. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think Leia, I'm going to go right Leia towards the end. I mean, we could probably push right through Leia's all her victories. From the beginning of this competition, we all agreed, everybody, all the comments and everything said, this was Leia's competition to place very highly in. If not to lose, like she's, like there were other characters that had a chance, but Leia, she did well the first year she was in our March Madness competition, and this year of all years, you know, it makes sense for her to do well. So I'm not shocked, even though Captain Marvel, cruel character.
And I think it was very interesting because she got a lot of her stiffest competition right at the beginning. We had round one, she beat Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Round two, she went on to beat Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan.
That was a heartbreak.
Yeah,
that was a little sad.
That was pretty sad.
Round three, Korra.
I'm okay with
from
that.
The Legend of Korra.
I will acknowledge that like the Avatar contingent was huge in this competition early on.
Yeah.
And like that was one of the characters that, you know, obviously carries her own series. So pretty surprising, I guess.
Then in round four, she went up against a very popular newcomer, Moana.
Okay. You know, I think the newcomer thing made that make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like if I had to pick, I love Moana. It's a great movie. I know a lot of us didn't see it, but definitely go watch that movie. It was amazing.
And then round five, she took out Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones.
I think that was shocking that Brienne made it that far.
I was very impressed.
Yeah.
As was I.
I think that was deserved.
I was kind of heartbroken that she beat Luna Lovegood.
Right.
But back in round four. But if anybody deserved to, it was her.
Yeah.
She's good.
That was Leia's road to the finals.
But I see what you mean. Relatively easy road to
Once
the end.
Once you got past Korra.
I think so. Yeah,
it was
definitely
all downhill from there.
Yeah.
And then we had Rey. Rey in round one went up against Raven from Teen Titans.
Ooh. Okay, that I think is an easy decision. For like as a blanket for Rey though, like she doesn't even didn't even exist in our first March Madness competition.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see the appeal of pulling her through. I like on paper, I would be like, yeah, Ray would go all the way, but I am shocked she went this far.
Yeah.
So keep going through
Ray
that.
Beat Raven, the star on her way down, Katniss Everdeen in round two.
That actually says a lot to me.
Yeah.
Because she did so well last time we did this was Katniss, and even so much as being the person that was nominated the most. And this time, like, I think that just really, to me, symbolizes sort of changing of garb.
Katniss garb.
Excuse me.
Yeah, this is a callback to last episode. But like, Katniss definitely is like the prototype Rey in a way, because she's, you know, from a modern film franchise, right? She was considered a delight because she was like a female lead in a story that's like this genre story, right? You know? But the difference with Katniss is she had movies to develop as a character, and somehow that seemed to have worked against her. But Rey, who's just flat out one film to her title, to her credit, beat her. I'm shocked. That's the one that, as much as I like Rey, I'm surprised she made it past round two.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not surprised that that Katniss is falling out of the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she her story arc is complete. I don't think we're going to see too much more of Katniss. I'd be surprised if we do Women in Fiction again. I'd be surprised if Katniss makes it to the round of 64.
I would agree with that.
I don't know.
I think she might wind up falling the way of many of the book-nominated characters. Like, I think people will remember the book series, not so much the films, and will be, in non-pro years from now, will be like, oh, like, well, there's this character from these Hunger Games novels. So, okay. This random obscure character.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised she could be there in the loser's bracket with Scout Finch.
I think there's a, if you're at a certain point, if you're like, if you're around long enough, you become like, this is a character I grew up with, and it modified, like, it changed who I was. But if you're very new, you're in the zeitgeist. But if you're in that weird window where you're like, I'm not around long enough for you to have been raised with me, but at the same time, I'm not the new freshness.
She's not retro yet.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I don't think Hunger Games has the staying power of a Harry Potter or a Star Wars. But it remains to be seen. Speaking of staying power, a dark horse that made it to round three against Rey. I was amazed she made it this far. Daria.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I did not realize how important that character was to a lot of people.
Yeah, I really wish we had a defense article for Daria, because I could imagine a dozen, you know.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, sure. Moving on, she went up against another big newcomer, Eleven from Stranger Things.
Also surprised she Rey moved on from this combat.
I'm not surprised, but it was definitely one that could have gone either way.
Yeah.
I think by this point, people were gunning for a Star Wars fight, though.
So I think you got a point there.
Regions are super important. That's one thing I've discovered with this competition. Like, if you build them a certain way, people will just fight up to get the combat that they want. Yeah.
You got
to
be careful. And in round five, heartbreaker for a lot of people, it was Rey versus Lisa Simpson.
I'm still upset about this.
Yeah, I think it was a mistake. I get why people want Leia and Rey. What, Rhea?
Rhea.
Are we doing this? Yeah.
Rhea.
I get it, but like, Lisa is an amazing character.
I love you, absolutely. Lisa.
Lisa could have walked away with this entire competition, to be honest. Pope,
she
you could've. Met yourself to hell.
You met yourself right out the window.
But yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that brings us to round six, the final championship round, Leia versus Rey.
I kind of want to go through why anybody would vote for either character.
Yeah. Fight me.
My thing about Rey is this, and I've heard, like, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, that Rey is this the Star Wars fan brought into a Star Wars movie. I think that's, you know, it's okay, it's true to a certain extent, but I think it's like we oversell that as if that's the only thing. I mean, Rey isn't a Star Wars fan when she's being tortured by Kylo Ren. Rey isn't a Star Wars fan when she's sort of miserably sitting in her hut eating dehydrated bread, or when she's going through the ruins of crashed vessels trying to eke out a living. This is a character that has...
Wait a second, I gotta stop you for 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like a Star Wars fan. Sitting alone in her rundown little hut, eating dehydrated bread.
Really? Pete, you're gonna do the whole geeks are shut in sad people?
We can smell our own.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Well, that aside, like, the character itself, she has depth. The appeal for Rey, I think, is one of two things. One, it's the hero's journey. She is like that. This franchise's Luke,
mm-hmm.
her, and to some extent Finn, are going through the hero's journey. Right, they're starting off as orphans. They're kind of lost in the world. Something tragic happens to them. They get thrown into a world that's bigger than them. They meet an older person who's wise and sets them on their way. They're going to find themselves out in the cosmos. Leia, as much as I love Leia as a character, Rey is a main character. Leia never was a main character, at least in the three films, right? Yeah. The three major films she was
Fair
in.
Enough.
I mean, this is the same kind of thing that we got into with Hermione in the Sidekicks That Matter competition from a few years ago, where people would yell at you for calling her a sidekick. I get it. Terminology is kind of iffy. But Leia was not a main character. She was not the protagonist of those films. Rey is the protagonist, and she's not just a Mary Sue or something who's just like, I'm a stand-in for the audience. Lots of stuff happened to her that have nothing to do with what an audience member would experience in this situation.
Right.
It's just that we haven't had that in a while. It's not completely devoid in storytelling. There are female protagonists who do the hero's journey in stories, but it's not super common.
Yeah.
So seeing Rey do this, seeing Rey as our Luke, is cool. I think that's one group of people who are going to vote for Rey. I think the other group of people is maybe parents. If you have a kid maybe just getting into Star Wars now, and they're dressing up as a character, and they've chosen to dress up as Rey, and Rey is their like gateway into the franchise, then you can see that this character is super important for the future. But those are the only two people I could think of who would vote for Rey.
And that's because we haven't gotten to episode 9 with the Slave Rey costume yet.
Oh, jeez. Well, possibly, God, very possible. There's always a chance there's going to be a snafu.
It's like, okay. Lucas isn't in charge anymore.
But that's it. I mean, like with Leia, you've got people who were like raised on Leia, and it's not that's not belittling her. Like, oh, you just it's just retro. It's just your fondness for the character. You've got people who like she was the space princess that did something more than space princesses had done up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases afterwards, many space princesses didn't do crap.
And you don't just have the people that were brought up having watched the Star Wars movies and falling in love with Leia as a character. You've got people now that were raised by people who fell in love with the Leia character and were taught to admire Leia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you've had people that were taught by their parents that this is a great role model for you. If somebody puts you in a chainmail bikini, you strangle them.
Right. Although I don't know if people have still bought that. I think people still have chips on their shoulders about it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I would say like it's testament that how many different ways Leia was nominated in this competition. And I think that she was nominated so many times as General Organa speaks to the new fans still recognizing that character as something special, even not having to fall back on those older films, even just by her presence in the new film and some in the expanded universe that kids have actually been exposed to.
Yeah, I'm sure Leia was like a protagonist in some expanded universe books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
but I mean, she's been Carrie Fisher was in a couple episodes of Rebels, if memory serves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just it says something to me that's how they know that character, that they were like, it's not Princess Leia, it's General Organa, and we're going
right,
for
right.
Like, and it's fascinating, it really is, and it is something special to say that character is gone on that way.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah.
I think these are like this is a good argument to make. What do you folks at the table think? Because I know where my heart lies, but I feel like I'm going to get hate mail for this. Leia, not a protagonist, a beloved character. I think everybody in their heart wants to say Leia should be, you know, the winner of the competition in many ways. And then you get Rey, who okay, maybe it hasn't had that many films. Or really just the one, but is clearly the protagonist of her story. Is that terrible that we're siding with a character that isn't like, are we saying that this woman in fiction, this strong female character we all want to crown as the champion, we're only willing to crown like secondary characters? Like, if you're going to lead a story, we don't want to hear from you. Or am I just trying to pick a fight?
I don't think you're just trying to pick a fight, but I'm going to go and say, I think we are, and call me out on this if I'm wrong. I think that to a certain extent, you have to notice that was a problem. And it continues to be a problem even now. And that we have to not accept that, but say that, hey, these characters that you gave us in a time when women didn't get to be protagonists were the ones that we cared about, were the ones that meant something to us. That so much so that we latched onto them and then later on decided to make them protagonists in their own
fiction.
That's
interesting. That's an interesting argument. You're saying like, all right, back in the day, you didn't even think a woman could be a protagonist in a story, but we liked these characters so much that even though they weren't protagonists, we called them our favorites. So give us these characters as a protagonist.
And in a lot of the expanded books, we got that. We decided, mm-hmm. like, no, we want her to be the protagonist, so much so that she eventually became that when fans got to put pen to paper on that character.
Absolutely. I would say there's a lot of value in that.
I also feel like there's a certain way you look at a protagonist against how you look at a side character, where I feel like you critique the main character a little harder than you would a side character. You forgive certain things more of a, you know, not the number one character in a movie, a story, a book, anything. Which is why I feel like, you know, there's also just kind of like a rose-colored glasses towards Leia, that no matter what she was in any negative way, there's just everything positive about how we look at her, about what she was, about what she did. Rey is a protagonist, but she's a little shallow at this point in context. You know, she hasn't developed as much yet. She only has like the one piece about her. That's
right. I think just taking out that part where you said that secondary characters are under less scrutiny in a way. You hear actors say that it's more fun to play villains. You could see where like a good meaty character role is sometimes more interesting than the main character of a story, and often the main character of the story is just like the audience surrogate. You know, you're just like, I'm Neo. I'm literally not a thing. I'm not a personality, right? So I could see that. Maybe that's it too. I don't know. All right, you're making me feel less worried.
It's okay. I think we should come down to finally revealing the winner.
All right, and our champion for the 2017 Women in Fiction March Madness is
Leia Organa. Congratulations, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, you know what? We've been saying it since the beginning that this is Leia's competition.
This is the year of Leia.
And it makes perfect sense.
I believed us.
Yeah, I can't. You can't argue it. You can't. No. It makes perfect sense. This is a character. Like, this is her time. This is her place. This is where she finally. Hopefully, the films will actually. The last few films we're gonna get will actually, you know, earn that mm-hmm. that kind of legendary status that she has.
I have high hopes for this next one.
Yep.
Which is apparently, according to the most recent reports, going to be Leia's last.
Mm.
That she won't feature in episode 9.
So we're going to finally find out that Leia is
Luke's mother.
What?
Wait, what? No, we saw him being born. We know it's not. No,
time shenanigans.
We saw a character named Luke being born. We don't know that
we saw babies. Can you identify babies?
Do you know that was Luke Skywalker the first or Luke Skywalker the second?
All right. Whatever.
What if they got Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher to voice the babies? What an amazing! I would. My esteem for the prequels would go up. I'd be like, wow, cool. That's a lot of effort you put in.
For good job, everybody.
Stupid.
I can't even make jokes about that.
No, it would be wonderful. We should do that.
Uh-huh.
Crowdfund that.
There you go.
But yeah, it's been a long, strange trip.
It has. Wow.
I'd like to thank everybody who voted. You guys are what made this competition worthwhile.
And we do have some exciting news. We're going to be launching in the Patreon, patreon.com/nonpro, a special secondary tourney for the loser's bracket of all the characters that got kicked out early in our competition that you wrote us angry letters about. If you wrote us an angry letter, you get to fight in the loser's bracket on our Patreon, patreon.com/nonpro. It's going to be fun.
Not the guy that mailed us a box of poop, though.
No, that's fine. He made his voice. He made his thoughts clear.
I don't know if that was a voice, but okay. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
This competition left me with hope. Huh?
Good night, everybody.
No.
Oh.
All right.
May the force be with y'all.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.